Howard County Executive Ken Allman is thrusting his chest a little bit this morning. Money Magazine has ranked the Columbia Ellicott City area number 8 on its list of America's best places to live 2012. County Executive Allman joins us. County Executive, while it is a good ranking, your area was ranked number 8 back in 2008, then jumped to number 2 in 2010. What happened? Back to number 8.
You know, I'm pretty bitter about this, actually, John. I'm very proud that we're in the top 10, but I'm very competitive. I think we're number 1, and we're going to keep at it until we get up to number 1 best place to live in America.
What criteria is used to rank the cities?
You know, they use a number of criteria, and frankly, I'm joking. I'm proud to be anywhere considered one of the best places to live in America, and we're the highest ranked in the state of Maryland, and so that's something I'm very, very pleased with. They use jobs. And we have the lowest unemployment rate in the state of Maryland. They use public safety data. We're a very safe county. Our school system, being a top-ranked school system, they mention our parks and recreation system being top-ranked. And so, you know, we're very proud of this. But I am competitive, and we're getting back to number one.
Explain the phrase, "We have the best of both worlds."
Well, they really took Ellicott City and Columbia together, and the best of both worlds, in their words, were Ellicott City being the historic town, you know, the historic Main Street. Everywhere you go, people are trying to replicate a Main Street. We have a real Main Street in the heart of Ellicott City, and yet we also have Columbia, one of the first planned communities planned by Jim Rouse, with all the amenities that come with Columbia. They talk about Meriwether Post Pavilion and Symphony Woods and some of the new parks we've developed, and so it really is the best of both worlds in their mind, and of course, I agree.
I see where Carmel, Indiana is ranked number 1 in the list of top 100 places in the country. What does Carmel have that Ellicott City, Columbia doesn't?
You know, Carmel, Indiana has nothing that Ellicott City and Columbia don't have. I'm never going to Carmel, don't care about Carmel, I'm being facetious, but...
Rein in the bitterness, right? Rein it in.
Well, they stole our Colts up in Indiana, and now they're trying to steal our rankings. So, you know, I've got it out for Indiana. But, there are a lot of great places to live in this country. There are tens of thousands of communities in this country, and we're in the top 10 now for 4 straight rankings, and it's something we're very proud of.
What new development is planned for the area?
Well, we've got a number of parks that will open and new phases of them. And, of course, our downtown Columbia master plan that is really underway. You know, we announced a few weeks ago that Whole Foods is taking the part of the Rouse Company headquarters building, the Frank Gehry Design Building on the lakefront to help rejuvenate the lakefront. We've got new developments taking place in Symphony Woods next to Meriwether. And, of course, we're enhancing Meriwether Post Pavilion. We saved it, and now we're enhancing it for generations to come.
Now, this won't mean higher property taxes for Howard County residents in the future, will it?
It will not mean higher property taxes, although your assessments may go up as prices go up because people around the world realize it's such a great place to live. So, the values hopefully will continue to go up as people want to be a part of this community.
All right. Congratulations to you and all the Howard County residents in the Columbia Ellicott City area. That's Howard County Executive Ken Allman. Other Maryland towns to make the top 100 were Waldorf, number 20, Gaithersburg, number 23, and Germantown, number 24. John Patti, WBAL and WBAL.com.